Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody listening all across North America. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're cool. So whether you're locked in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, whether you're on the free Odyssey app, you could be on SiriusXM channel 158 or smart speaker. Thank you very much. And I hope you're having a good start here. I guess just on this basketball weekend. Super producer and host Dave Shepard is holding it down in New York City. And it's been a busy night already, man. NBA, women's college basketball. We got the men's Final Four taking place on Saturday. We got a lot to get into. The Lakers are jumping up the standings? What? It's a crazy world right now. I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's not normal that you get a whole lot of college basketball attention on the women's side, but tonight we got it because we saw an absolutely amazing performance by a young lady that you should probably know by now. Her name is Caitlin Clark. And so we'll get to Caitlin momentarily. I want to give you a quick rundown and update on quite a few things. First of all, about an hour ago or less, Iowa just beat South Carolina 77-73. Iowa is going to go to its first national championship game to take on the LSU Lady Tigers, who earlier on in the evening, LSU beat Virginia Tech 79-72. LSU, never been to a championship game. Iowa, never been to a championship game. For the first time, one of these schools is going to go ahead and become NCAA champions on the women's basketball side. We'll get there momentarily, and I'll get back to your calls. Also at the same time, if you missed it earlier on in the show, a big thank you again to college basketball expert Deshaun Tate. He joined us live from Houston, Texas, which is going to be the home for the Final Four on the men's side. Later on Saturday, we're going to have Florida Atlantic taking on San Diego State, and then we're going to have Miami taking on UConn. We'll replay for you some of the audio from coaches earlier on as they get ready for this big game. Jim Larranaga of Miami, he's the only coach out of these four teams who has been to a Final Four, and he did so with George Mason. The NBA and the NBA Players Association, they had a midnight deadline, Eastern time, to come to an agreement on their next CBA, which expires next year. They had an opportunity to opt out of it if they did not come to an agreement tonight. It appears that they are coming to an agreement, even though it's after the deadline, and they continue to try to hammer things out. The league year pretty much ends on June 30th. I don't think there should be any concern or worry, and I'll give you a few bullet points as to some of the things they're discussing. We've talked about plenty of these ideas. Load management, player cap salaries, it's a lot. We'll get into it, and I'll share with you some audio from Adam Silver as well from a few days ago, as the NBA they just rolling in the dough, and they are not going to have any type of work stoppage, I believe, that's going to slow any of that down. But the big thing for tonight, rarity here, Caitlin Clark, Iowa. Iowa beats South Carolina. South Carolina came into this game undefeated, led by basketball legend Dawn Staley. The Gamecocks were 36-0. Known for their defense, they could not stop Caitlin Clark. 41 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds. In the fourth quarter, she scored or assisted on all 18 of Iowa's points. At one point, she scored 11 consecutive points for Iowa all by herself. This is the same woman who about a week ago had the only 40-point triple-double that we have ever seen in an NCAA tournament. She's out there just busting ass. And so, Dawn Staley, she spoke after the game. And, of course, this woman is amazing, Caitlin Clark. There were a lot of tears out of the eyes from the Lady Gamecocks. And Dawn Staley says, listen, don't matter. I'm proud of my squad.
I said to my team that there will never be another team like the team that we had. Not in South Carolina, I'm just talking about in women's basketball in general. The senior class, the selflessness that they provided to this entire women's basketball community.
Well, Caitlin Clark, she spoke as well. She connected with Holly Rowe from ESPN after that ridiculous performance. She looks like a combination, and she's only 6 feet tall, excuse me, but she plays like a combination of Luka and Steph Curry. She's nuts out there. But when she spoke to Holly Rowe, she made it a point. It doesn't matter what I did individually, even though she did almost all of it. It's about what we did as a team. Take a listen.
All we had to do was have some heart and some belief, and, you know, we came through when we needed big plays, and I'm just so proud of this group, man.
Your coach told you earlier today that common people can do uncommon things. How did this group keep the circle tight when it mattered the most to finish this out?
You know, all we do is believe in one another, and we love each other to death. And that's what a true team is. You know, if you want an example of a team, that's what this is. Coach Luna knows how to create a team. She knows how to create a culture where everybody's valued, and I'm just lucky enough to be a part of it. You know, I love these girls to death.
It was a scrappy win, though. Kate Martin defending like crazy. People fighting their lives for rebounds. How hard was it?
Man, it was physical. You got to give them a lot of credit. They're a tremendous team. They've had a tremendous year, obviously so well coached. And, you know, they killed us on the glass, but we never hung our heads. You know, we just came right back down every single possession and got after it.
Caitlin, I know it's not about you, but this is an unbelievable performance for you. How did you have ice in your veins tonight?
You know, just a belief. We had nothing to lose. You know, I have all the confidence in this world, in this group. And, you know, they believe right back in me. And that's all you need is just teammates that believe in you, coaches that believe in you, a program and a university that supports you, the state of Iowa. You know, they supported me like no other, and I love it.
You scored almost every single point for Iowa since it was 62-60. Do you understand what you've just done?
No, honestly not. But, you know, all that matters is that we won at the end of the day. The scoreboard says that the Iowa Hawkeyes won. That's exactly what we did.
Hey, she pushed all the credit to her teammates, even though she was the one out there kicking ass. For the entire game, South Carolina, they were trying to play catch-up, and Iowa kept them at bay. 77-73 is the final score. A much different result earlier on for LSU. LSU had to come back to beat Virginia Tech. How about this? In that game, LSU was down 59-50 heading into the fourth quarter, and then LSU outscored Virginia Tech 29-13. LSU heading to their first title appearance. They could thank head coach Kim Mulkey. This is her second year. They can also thank Angel Reese, who came through. They call her Barbie. She had another double-double. And after the game, Angel Reese, Alexis Morris, they also spoke with Holly Rowe on ESPN. And as you can imagine, they were ridiculously hyped, especially after that big comeback.
And we had to play defense. We had to come together and believe in each other and play defense. The game wasn't over. We've been in situations like this before. So just trusting in the coaches and listening to each other.
You guys held them for almost 6 minutes without scoring, went on that run. Alexis, part of it fueled by your tough baskets. How'd you do it?
I'm a senior, man, and I got to be the glue for this team. Offensively, defensively, I know my team needed a spark, so I had to trust in myself and in my teammates and in my coaches. And that's why we're competing for the national championship on Sunday.
We just made history. You guys had 9 new players. Nobody thought you would be standing where you are tonight. How? How have you done it?
Hey, we trust God.
And God got us here. We believe in each other. All we got is each other. I'm super happy for this team. We just made history.
We just made history, baby.
Hey, first rounder right here. Put down on the mock draft. Here we go.
There you have it. On Sunday, the women's national championship game. Somebody's going to win their first title. This is both of their first appearances, Iowa and an LSU. I haven't been excited about watching a women's basketball game, a college game, and I don't know how long. I want to see what Caitlin Clark is going to go out there and do. I've been watching Angel Reese since the beginning of the year, off and on, seeing what she does. I'm looking forward to this game. And ain't too often I can say that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Curtis is calling from Detroit. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Curtis.
Hey, buddy. I got a couple of things I want to talk to you if we could. The second one is going to be about Michigan, U of M. But first one is this Kayla Clark girl. She's going to fill the stadium the next couple of years if she's at Iowa. And the ratings are going to be off the charts tomorrow or Sunday during the game.
Oh my God.
And I'm wondering, is she going to get paid a little extra like the boys do? I don't even know if she's there already, because I know she's going to get a lot of viewers. I believe they break records on Sunday for girls basketball.
So to answer, I guess, the first point or respond to the first thing that you said, she's going to be there through next season. So she's probably going to be the first pick in next year's draft. So this isn't the last that anyone has seen of Caitlin Clark. She's going to be around for one more year. As it relates,
do they pay the girls like they do the boys?
They are eligible to receive funds via NIL. Yes, I'm sure that this process, she's going to be making a good amount of bank. Yes, she can make cash. I know, for instance, Angel Reese, who she will be opposing this upcoming Sunday for LSU, she has about, I think, 15 to 20 NIL deals. And so, yeah, the sponsors have come a knocking, and she's going to be able to monetize it, and good for her.
Yeah, no, that's great. Hey, what do you think of this Hunter Dickerson leaving U of M on the portal transfer? I think that says a lot about Juwan Howard. I think he's losing his team.
Well, when Juwan Howard isn't slapping people in the face and not going to the tournament, I really can't be shocked that you're having an exodus. You know,
Leaving Michigan in the next year?
Juwan Howard?
Yeah, I mean, well,
leaving by choice or being shown the door?
Being shown the door.
Yeah, I would think that's more of a possibility than him deciding to leave. He hasn't necessarily gotten off on the right foot, even when he was having early success, Curtis. So time will tell.
Thank you.
But this is it's not easy out there. I appreciate you for calling from Detroit, Curtis. Yeah, Curtis had he got a lot of words to fit in there. 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, he was on his way. 855-212-4CBS. Dylan is here from Columbia. Let's try again without the dogs. Go ahead, Dylan.
Okay. Hey, JR, thanks for getting me back on here. I just want to say, like,
Dylan, are you okay? You nervous? Are you nervous?
I'm a little bit nervous.
What are you? Oh, well, let's relax, Dylan. What are you nervous about?
I don't know. Am I on CBS Sports Radio?
Yeah, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. There's about 300 stations across America, North America, listening to you. So you have people in Toronto hearing you. You have a lot of people in South Carolina who hear you. All my friends with me in Georgia hear you. We got people up in Boston, friends in Seattle. I know we got a lot of people in Houston, Texas. I can name a lot, but there's nothing to be nervous about.
Well, thanks for taking my call, JR. Yeah, I'm a huge South Carolina fan. I think Dawn Staley has just done amazing things for this city and for this team and just for everything.
Okay. So people should give her a break, right? No, I'm asking you.
Give her a break?
Yeah, did you not hear everybody? I had quite a few callers who were blaming Dawn Staley for the loss, and I'm just like, have you seen Iowa play? If you haven't seen Iowa, if tonight was the first time you saw Iowa play, how can you even say that? I'm sure Dawn Staley knows more about the opposition than you if you've never watched the game. You know, you understand what I'm saying, Dylan?
I do sort of understand what you're saying.
Okay. All right, Dylan, what you doing for the weekend? Let's forget basketball. What are you doing for the weekend?
I'm going to be hanging out with friends.
Oh, good, man. What y'all going to do?
I think going over to a friend's house for a cookout tomorrow.
Oh, cookout.
And
probably
going to be watching basketball.
I'm sure. You're going to watch the men's games tomorrow, right?
Probably.
All right. You got any money on the games? You just going to watch?
I did not. My bracket is busted. So.
No, I'm sorry. You lost money.
Not much.
Okay. That's all that matters. Hey, Dylan, you take it easy. Enjoy the cookout. Hey, Dylan, how old are you?
I'm old enough to know that South Carolina is awesome. And could you give me your opinion on the radio about what you think the football team's going to do this year?
Dylan, call me back in August, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dylan. Appreciate you for calling from South Carolina. He said he was nervous. I should have read him all the stations that we broadcast to. Maybe it would. I don't know. What do I know? Next time, I'll just talk to one of his dogs in the background. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Maryland. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR. Caitlin Clark, number 22. Tremendous ball handle. I watched the whole game. Great passer. Deep range. She could hit the three. An exciting lady to watch on the court, like a female Pistol Pete. She's the real deal. And Cook, the guard on South Carolina, they play good. And they, you know, they have a 6'7" lady and a 6'5". That was an exciting game to watch, and I'm glad I watched it. And I will watch the final game.
Yeah, I will too. Thank you so much, Mike, from Maryland. Brandon's calling from South Carolina. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, JR? How you doing, man?
Excellent. What's on your mind? Shoot.
Oh, I think I'm going to give Dawn Staley her love. Like, she's amazing. She's wonderful. She's illustrious. And she's done a lot of great things. But at the end of the day, like, you got to blitz Caitlin Clark. You know, you got to mix it up. You got to do some things that gives her different looks and stuff like that. Like, Caitlin Clark is amazing, but she could have scored 34 or 35 and you win that game.
Okay. I mean, we don't know. We don't know. She's been busting everybody's ass. I don't think they're allowing her to do so. She's just doing it.
Oh, no. She's doing it for sure. Don't get me wrong. She's super talented, and she's probably going to be the number one pick next year. But if you're just Dawn Staley and the level of greatness and the standard that you've set, you got to believe that, you know, obviously, you know, the girls are crying, some of the seniors, they're not going to have an opportunity to run it back or whatever. But you got to think, when Dawn Staley go to bed tonight, if she can go to sleep, she's going to be like, damn, like I let one slip.
Yeah, I think that's always the case. So when you lose, you kind of break down everything that you could have done, potentially have done differently. And so I don't think there's any disputing that. Hey, Brandon, I appreciate you, man. Be well.
You too, man.
No doubt about it. Dawn Staley, after the game, she talked about her squad. You know, Brandon just talked about all of the tears from the Lady Gamecocks, and Dawn Staley said, don't matter. I'm proud of them. I'm proud of how they competed. Listen.
I said to my team that there will never be another team like the team that we had. Not in South Carolina. I'm just talking about in women's basketball in general. The senior class, the selflessness that they provided to this entire women's basketball community.
Yeah. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. I want you to hear from some of the coaches as they get ready for the men's Final Four on Saturday afternoon. And then before we roll out of here, I want you to also hear from Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, as they're looking to put to bed their new CBA. Are they going to let younger players get back into the league from high school? Are there going to be changes to the salary cap? I'll give you an update before we roll out. We got a lot to do here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You know, my daughter listens to you every night. She's got a radio next to the bed.
I don't get to listen to you often, but I'll tell you what, when I hear it, you're a gentleman. You never cut anyone off. You never back down. You're an excellent sports jock. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Man, we getting ready for so much basketball over the weekend. Shout-outs to college holding it down. We'll get to the NBA in a couple of weeks when the playoffs get underway. Let's see who's there. You do have some movement. Lakers beat Minnesota tonight. Now the Lakers are in the seventh spot. Things are moving and shaking. But we know who's going to play in the championship for the ladies on Sunday. We got LSU. We got Iowa. We're going to find out who's going to be playing in the men's national championship on Monday. But we got the Final Four starting tomorrow. And so we have Florida Atlantic versus San Diego State. We have Miami taking on UConn. I'm going to get back to your calls momentarily. I do want you to hear from some of the coaches. Let's start off with the little engine that could from Boca. Florida Atlantic going to take on San Diego State. Their head coach, he just got a new extension. Dusty May isn't going anywhere. He plans on sticking around, win, lose, or draw. Well, there will be no draw. Win or lose, he'll still be around. And he said, our guys, I'm proud of them for even getting to this point.
In this era where everyone wants the whole pie, these guys continued sharing the pie every single day, and this was the result. So couldn't be more proud of a group who did it really together every single day.
Brian Dutcher going to be opposing Dusty May tomorrow. He's like, hey, I got to give them credit as well.
Just spent some quality time with Dusty May, and it's no surprise that he has the team he has. They're well coached. They reflect their head coach, and we're excited for our opportunity to play them. And I'm expecting a really, really good game.
The late game will actually be Miami versus UConn. And so at that point, they'll know who they'll be opposing if they should win. We know Miami head coach Jim Larranega. He's the only coach out of the four who's already been to a Final Four. He did that with George Mason. Miami, this is far for them. They've never won a championship as well. And so here with the Hurricanes, Jim Larranega, he hopes that his squad will be prepared and not overwhelmed.
They're enjoying this experience, taking it all in. And I'm hoping the emotions of the size of the venue, that they'll be able to channel their emotions in the right direction.
UConn, as an organization, as a school, been there, done that. They're trying for their fifth national championship. Dan Hurley is leading the way. There is no Jim Calhoun. There is no Kevin Ollie this go round. And Danny Hurley said, listen, folks, we're ready for the Hurricanes.
The reception here in the great state of Texas, but the great city of Houston, just feels so welcome. By the people, it was great to get on the stadium today and get on the court and put the work in, prepared for our biggest challenge of the season.
Yeah, this is going to be fun, folks. And all of this action is going down in Texas. The men's national championship, they're being held, or it's being held down in Houston. And the women, their national championship is going to take place Sunday in Dallas. Dallas tonight was the host for their Final Four, as we know, LSU moving on to take on Iowa. 855-212-4CBS. Renee is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Renee.
Yeah, hey, JR. Good to hear y'all. Real quickly, you know, I went back in history, and Don Staley coming from Team USA, you know, Cheryl Swoop, Rebecca Lobo, those guys, they was fantastic. And Don Staley back then, she looking like Caitlin Clark. You know, she was a sharpshooter. She was sharp. She come back 15 years. She's been with the South Carolina. She's got two national championships, and this is a good class. They seniors. JR, what happened is they ran out of gas. They was number one seed and everything. They'll move on, them young ladies. They'll end up in the WNBA. Don Staley ain't going to lose no night sleep over this. But I'm happy for Iowa, a Big Ten team. You know, it's been a while. Michigan State can't seem to make it. So at least one big team has so far made it. And I'm happy for Iowa. And so we'll see Sunday. And then, Jay, I want to say real quick, I'm glad that you explained about that CBA, because I was curious about that. And so I'm glad you're going to keep us up to date on that information and stuff. So that's what I want to say, JR.
Well, thank you, Renee. I appreciate you. You have a tremendous weekend, okay?
Bye-bye.
Without a shadow of a doubt. I'll share some more information about the NBA and the CBA on the other side of the break. And what happened to South Carolina? Did they run out of gas or did they run into Caitlin Clark? I think it's the latter. I really do. Bah, calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR?
How are you? Shoot.
I'm doing wonderful, sir. You got the greatest show in the land, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to get back. I was just talking to your boy, Sheep, and I tell him, you know, this game right here, take me back to another game. I know you watched that game. If you remember Tennessee, when they won 3 in a row, and they had Shamik Husklaw. That's the time I used to watch.
Tennessee?
Yeah, I'm saying taking it back what South Carolina was trying to do. They was trying to win 4 in a row, and they already won 3. You know, but what happened today happened to Tennessee. I'm taking it back there because Tennessee right at that time won 3 in a row, trying won the 4th one, and Connecticut come out of nowhere and take them out. It was, I think, a Lobo and all of them. You know, I'm just saying that take me back what Kathleen did today.
Yeah, you're taking me back to the 90s, man.
Yeah, because Shamika was that good. She was like Kathleen at that time. She was, you know, Shamika Husklaw. And, you know, the Mystic drafted her. So I'm from D.C. I used to go over there to watch that girl. She was basically the Michael Jordan. So what Kathleen is doing today is just taking me back. And South Carolina, you know, big shout-out. Dan Staley, she one of the greatest who ever did it. So I ain't worrying about her. But I wish they did it. But it was a beautiful thing to see.
Absolutely,
yeah, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you so much for calling from Maryland.
I got one thing to say. Commanders, son, we're going to do something. I don't care if we sell or not. That don't even bother me. With the enemy, we're going to do something.
I hope the owner leaves, Bob. That's what I hope happens.
Hey,
okay?
Hey, it's been 20 years I've been dealing with this. So to be honest with you, JR, I was lucky to get John Regan in my cab. I was a cab driver here for 18 years.
Oh, wow. Did he tip you good?
Man, he tip me good. He signed, he gave me an autograph and everything. To this day, I will always remember that. That JR.
Good stuff. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate you, man.
You take care, bro.
No problem. I wonder how much Dan Snyder would tip if he got in the back of the cab. Oh, that's right. He wouldn't get in the back of a cab. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls before we roll out. You just heard about the NBA, CBA. I'll give you a little bit more detail there on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to commend you on what you're doing going around college to college. My friend's daughter saw you at Bryant, I think it was. You got her really thinking, and I think she's gonna go into your field. I think it's just a wonderful thing you're doing.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, I can't wait to share with you the next tour that I do with Special Olympics, the Media for the Movement tour. In the meantime, make sure you go ahead and Google or search Agents of Inclusion every single week, speaking to a new Special Olympics athlete who is just absolutely amazing, here to inspire and inform and get people active to be inclusive. We just launched it about a month ago with Special Olympics, JR Sport Brief Productions, and the good folks here at Odyssey. Make sure you Google it. Check it out, Agents of Inclusion. If you want more of me, if you want to hear more of me, if 5 nights isn't enough for you, go ahead. Go check out the podcast, Agents of Inclusion. That's a good deal. The NBA and its Players Association, they are currently trying to work out another deal. Heading into tonight, the NBA and the Players Association, their current collective bargaining agreement, is set to expire next season. They had, because we're pretty much past the midnight Eastern time, they had the option to opt out of the agreement if they didn't come to an agreement tonight. And some of the issues that they're trying to figure out, to the shock of nobody, how much a team can spend on its roster. Forget about a tax. You got teams like the Warriors and Clippers who are spending ridiculous amounts of money. The NBA is trying to curtail that to be even, or at least just have an advantageous or even playing field across the board. They're trying to figure out about the entry age for players. As of right now, was reported, the NBA doesn't look to be bringing the age back down to 18, which would eliminate future high school students from jumping directly from high school to the NBA, and would also allow a whole lot of veterans to keep their jobs. At the same time, they're figuring out how to actually get players out onto the court. They're trying to figure out load management. And so it's been reported by Woj that they are close to an agreement and that they're going to continue to negotiate. And there was an option, if they didn't come to an agreement, Adam Silver said, we, the NBA, are going to opt out, and everything would pretty much shut down after the draft on June 30th. I don't believe that will be the case. There's a lot of money on the line for everybody. Adam Silver talked about this earlier this week. Take a listen.
If we don't have a deal by this Friday night and nothing else were to happen, yes, it would be our intention to opt out of the current deal. It doesn't therefore mean, though, that the deal will sunset at the end of June, because we will still have, you know, essentially, you know, we'll still have April, May, and June to negotiate a collective bargaining agreement. I still think it would be a lost opportunity in this window, because I think the pressure, by the way, both sides have the right to opt out. I don't want to speak for the Players Association. Maybe they would be opting out if we don't have a deal done by Friday night. But, you know, it's certainly our view that there are changes we would like to make to the collective bargaining agreement. There are changes they would like to make to the collective bargaining agreement, and we're best doing them under and getting this done in the next few days. But if we don't, we will then have those next few months to do before the actual end of the collective bargaining agreement, the end of June.
This ain't baseball. NBA is going to be perfectly fine. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get some of your calls on before we roll out. Let's go to South Carolina and talk to Gene. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good early morning hour to you.
Top of the morning to you. What's up, Gene?
Yeah, Gamecock fan. Very sad for the team, of course. Yeah, that lady was phenomenal for Iowa. Everything that she was built to be, it looked like. I don't know if we could have won, but two errors I think that may have made a difference, and see if you agree with me on it. Number one, we should have got back quicker after offensive buckets on at least two occasions. I know they scored. And then our free throw shooting. Just in two errors, if we for next year, that's where I think Staley might want to emphasize better free throw shooting and getting back quicker after offensive buckets. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, free throw shooting is tough. That's practice and repetition. I know at the end of the game, late in the game with about, I think, maybe a minute left, I do recall seeing there was a chance where the Gamecocks could have at least maybe even tied the game or got close to one or brought it down to one. And Iowa was perfect from the stripe, and the Gamecocks were like 8 of 12. And those four free throws would have definitely made a difference. Free throws are tricky. I haven't met a coach who doesn't emphasize free throws. You just got to have the folks out there who can knock them down. Hey, Gene, I appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Thanks for your show. All right, bye-bye.
No problem. Beck is here from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going? Shout out Metallica Black. That was the first concert that I actually ever went to in my life at 14 years old. This whole FAU, you know, represent South Florida and the 713, their motto is, we're all together different. So hoot, hoot. Let's go FAU. Screw the other people a little bit further south.
Under Hurricanes, wouldn't it be ideal? Okay, fine, you're rooting for the Owls. Wouldn't it be cool or more enjoyable if they knocked off the Hurricanes, or you just don't care?
No, I do, but I don't want those people to have an extra day of being able to have that chance of their living that, you know, high, you know, obviously being FSU, you know, forget those people.
Sure.
But hey,
so
hopefully FAU, they're the underdogs, you know, hey, you know, give it to Boca Raton, you know, but to go with the Houston food scene for all these South Florida people heading out there, you got to get barbecue, you got to get Mexican. And, you know, hopefully if FAU wins it, the celebration, maybe Taste of Texas or any of the Papa restaurants,
Papa
which
Do's.
You know about.
You know
that in ATL. So,
what are you, a food aficionado for everybody in Texas? Who made you?
No,
the
but
food
I mean,
song?
I know what it, like a Taco Cabana is the best Mexican food that people in Florida would probably ever have, and that's a fast food restaurant in Texas. I mean, you got to do Jack in the Box, you got to do Whataburger. These people in South Florida don't know anything.
Okay, Beck. Hey, what do you? Are you a chef? What do you do?
I work in the hospitality industry. I mean, I would love to be, you know, I guess I creative things in, on a normal level. I always want to be, you know, learning, you know, new things or creating it. But yeah.
Well, good luck.
I figured
to the
you
house, okay.
being that you're a Houston guy, that you've been there, maybe that you would have some, you know.
People don't need. Hey, Beck. People don't need to know where I go when I go to Houston.
No, I know that, but just the thing, like, hey, just Tex-Mex barbecue. Do your own research, whatever
hey,
budget
Beck.
You're on.
Beck,
you know.
Beck, I wasn't talking about food. Thank you for calling from Florida.
All right, you too. Have a good one.
No doubt. Beck still doesn't get it. Anyway, Phil is calling from Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Phil?
Hey, Jay, I've been a little bit. Hey, you know, I've been looking real close on both sides of this, on the men's and the women's side. I've never seen, it's probably been 14, 15 years. Upsets in both of them, right? Like, look who's, like, in the Final Four on both, right?
Okay.
And the common denominator
LSU over Virginia Tech, I wouldn't call that too much of an upset.
But I'm talking overall through the whole tournament.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. We got a lot of teams that wouldn't traditionally
defense
be here on both
rebounding.
The men and women's side. Yes,
this year,
sure.
Defense and rebounding made such a major difference.
Yes, Phil. You're correct.
That's what I think.
You're right. Thank you, Phil.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
No doubt about it. Dave from San Diego, you get the last word for tonight. Say something about the Aztecs.
Hey, real fast, I got a sound for you. That's going to be the championship win tomorrow.
Was that the sound of a beer?
That's a go Aztecs tomorrow.
How many beers have you had?
This is my first one, brother.
Okay. All right. Take it easy. Be safe, all right?
You too. I'll talk to you tomorrow or on Monday.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Dave. All right.
Are you on the fan tomorrow, right?
No.
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 That's a change.
The hell you put me to work for? No.
I know you work enough. I'm just saying, I think you're on most Saturdays, so I always figure you're
Yankees,
on the fan.
The Yankees play ball tomorrow.
Oh, Arson Judge?
Why you call him Arson? Why, because a fan wore the jersey?
You saw that.
Yeah, I did. I don't get it. Like, what did he do? Did Aaron Judge just single-handedly just tank the entire Giants organization? Is that why he's Arson Judge now?
I think it's more a shot at a he who shall not be named jumping the gun on his tweet, more so than Aaron
Judge.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah. No, who wrote that tweet? Who wrote it?
The great, kindest person in the business, John Heyman.
Which one is he again?
Exactly.
I don't know.
So he's on like MLB Network.
Is that the older gentleman? No,
yeah.
That's not.
No, he's
with
an older
the white
gentleman.
Hair?
That's Peter Gammons.
Right. No, not him.
John Heyman has. Yeah, John Heyman has been around for a while though.
Oh yeah, I know him. He got like the crew cut.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Look, all these news breaking ass people. I feel like they've all just come out of a lab. I don't care.
You can't get that one wrong. You can't get that one wrong.
Forget that. Forget getting it wrong. All these news people are the same. It's why I don't have alerts on my phone. I don't need my phone ringing and going off every time there's some type of stupid-ass news. And I keep up to date. I don't need all these news clones fighting for stories just popping up. I can save myself. But, yeah, no. I'm going to be minding my business this weekend watching basketball like everybody else. Hey, Shep, you're going to be here on CBS Sports Radio, no?
Yeah, 2 to 6 a.m. Sunday. And JR, honestly, I'm inspired by Caitlin Clark, man. Like, you inspired me to really dig deeper with the women's college basketball game. So I thank you for that. They don't get enough adulation and attention. And Caitlin Clark, she's doing this again next year in college. Are you kidding me?
Hey, look, I will watch a good basketball game, and I'll turn off a trash one. I don't care what level it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Make sure you check out Shep over the weekend. JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. We'll be back here together Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We'll know who the women's champion is. And when we're here on Monday, we'll find out live who gets the men's title. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Ryan Hickey, he is damn good. Awesome. Coming up next.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Wiskeyoc High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount+.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations.
Dr. John Draper talks about the new 988 short code for Mental Health Suicide Lifeline.
In terms of just providing access to a service that we know is effective in reducing emotional distress and suicidality among people who contact, you're definitely going to reach more people, including save more lives.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.